Presented by Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Tonight, the Hall of Fame brings you Walt Disney and his gang. Yes, they're all here. Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Hello.
The three little pigs.
Hello, anybody.
Hello, everybody.
Pluto the pup. Clara Cluck. Donald Duck. And all the others. And here's the original Silly Symphony Orchestra in a medley of Silly Symphony tunes featuring the voices of the original characters. First, the three little pigs and the song which swept the world.
Now the good book says the Lord provides there's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work. No, sir. Not me. Oh, the world owes me a living. The world owes me a living. You should soil your Sunday plans like those other foolish ions. Come on, let's ply and sing and dance.
Lullaby Land. From the Flying Mouse.
nothing but a nothing, a nothing, a nothing. You're nothing but a nothing. You're not a thing at all. To be a bat's a bum thing, a silly and a dumb thing. At least a bat is something. You're not a thing at all.
As the three little pigs might say, who's afraid of the big bad wind? Who's afraid of the old hard water? Who's afraid of pots and pans, dishes, mops and brooms? Wind, weather, housework. Defy them with Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. No matter how windy or cold the weather gets, or how much housework you have to do, you'll never have to worry about rough, red, chapped hands again if you use Heinz regularly. It's almost magical the way Heinz makes raw, sore hands stop hurting and starts right in to heal the most painful cracks. Let the children use Heinz on their chapped faces and hands and on their red, raw knees when they come in out of the cold. Heinz eases the drawn, dry feeling that makes the skin burn when children come indoors. You know, when children's hands are rough and chapped, dirt gets ground in and the skin looks grimy no matter how thoroughly it's scrubbed. But if their hands are softened and healed by Heinz, it will save a lot of unnecessary suffering, and they'll be easier to keep clean. Hand lotion fads come and go, but for 60 years, women have looked upon Heinz as the one dependable protection against chafing, the tried and proved way to keep hands smooth and lovely, even in the bitterest weather. For in addition to its healing balms, Heinz also contains cosmetic ingredients, which beautify the skin and keep it young-looking. And now, it is my privilege to introduce the personality behind all of the world-beloved Mickey Mouse and Silly Symphony. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Disney.
That's enough.
Whoa!
Thanks, gang. Hello, everybody. How'd you like to be the father of my family at Christmas time? I mean, did you ever try to pick out a Christmas necktie for a horse? Or rubber boots for a young duck? Don't worry, Donald, you'll get your boots. Bless his heart. Well, we'll hear from him later in the program. No, Donald. Nice little fellow. Now, our program tonight is to be a surprise party. It's the gang's Christmas present for... Donald, put it down. I told you not to bring that pop gun to the studio. Yes, you. And don't point it at people. Boys will be boys. Yes, the gang has gotten up the entire program by themselves. They've named it quite appropriately the Christmas Stocking. And each one of them has put a surprise for us, Donald, in the stocking. Donald, put it down. Donald, don't point that gun at Clara Clark. Why, if it went off accidentally, you'd hit her. Yes, I'm sure. Give it to him, Clara. You bet she wants a fight. Take him, Clara. Let him up, Clara. You win. That's enough. You got just what you deserve. Shame on you. And if you hit anyone else with that gun, I'll break it right over my knee. Yes. Donald, give me that gun. Give it here. So you don't think I meant it? Well, I'll show you. There, let that be a lesson to you. And from now on, I want you to be a good duck. Say, Mr. Disney to you, Donald. Donald, just one more word out of you, and I'll call the boogeyman. How? Why, I'll just clap my hands three times, and they'll pop right out at you. Okay, I warned you. Here goes.
Always waking with a fright.
I guess we got rid of Donald Duck for a while. And now, Miss Minnie Mouse will take the first surprise from our Christmas stocking. Here she is. Donald, where'd you come from?
I'm a billionaire.
Well, what do you want now? No, Donald, not now. Wait for your turn. Donald, give me those bells. Oh, I don't want to fight. But if I hear any more out of you, I'll sell you back to Joe Penner. Well, there goes Donald, and here comes Minnie.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Minnie, I hear you have a big surprise for us in the Christmas stocking.
Uh-huh. Open your mouth and shut your eyes.
Oh, no, not with Donald in the studio. Just tell us what the big surprise is.
It's my two little birds, Jenny Wren and Cock Robin.
Are they going to sing for us?
Uh-huh.
Minnie's going to play the violin while her two birds, Cock Robin and Jenny Wren, sing the love duet from their new silly symphony, Who Killed Cock Robin? And I might mention that this is our first mystery thriller. We defy you to guess who killed him. In fact, if you even suspect who killed Cock Robin, we'll give you Donald Duck. All ready, Minnie?
Uh-huh. Wait till I give my birds a kiss. Down to red, Jenny Wren. Hey, no. Higher, Jenny, higher. That's right, precious. Come on, Cock Robin. Hop up on Minnie's violin. Get your pitch. Listen. Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Sure, your little birds will be a sensation on the screen.
Oh, thank you, Walt.
And while we're on the subject of pictures, I suppose you know that from now on all of Mickey's pictures will be in Technicolor.
And will Mickey's pants be red?
Yes, indeed. And I think it's about time his face was red, too. Let's get him up here to the microphone.
All right. Yoo-hoo. Oh, Mickey. Come on and bring your pig.
Okay, Minnie. Sorry. Hello. I got a surprise. Minnie's birds are okay, but I got something better than that. Wait a minute. Hey, wait till you hear my singing pig. First, I gotta get him in pitch. Well, that's good enough. We ain't so particular, Minnie. Presenting Mr. and Mrs. Patty Pig.
Mickey, that was beautiful.
He ain't heard nothing. Hand me that bucket of frogs, Minnie.
Huh? Here it is. Oh,
he's afraid of frogs. I'll catch him. I got one. Hold him, Walt.
Yeah. Steady, boy. Is there a blotter in the house?
Hey, where's my tree frog?
Here he is, Mickey.
Thanks, Goofy. Introducing the Mill Pond Brothers. Hopple, Turple, and Purple. Must have been something yet. Well, here they are.
Well, the old songs are always best. But let's see what the orchestra can do with a brand new tune called Heidi Hades from A Silly Symphony, The Goddess of Spring. Same old silly pig, always clowning. Well, pig, now that you're here... Oh, Donald, please. Oh, Donald, I said no. Give me that cowbell. Well, pig, what have you got to say for yourself?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a busy and prosperous New Year, yes, sir.
Pig, this is the time of the year we forgive our enemies. I want you to call the big bad wolf on the phone and wish him a Merry Christmas.
I wouldn't feel safe unless it was a long-distance call, sir.
No, no, that's not the Christmas spirit. The poor wolf is down and out, friendless, and he's hungry. What's more, the big wolf, the big bad wolf, is a fellow actor. He's always given the best he had to the cause of Grandma.
Oh, Grandma, what big eyes you've got.
I'm serious about this, Pig. Really, I am. I'll dial his number, and you wish him a Merry Christmas. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Here he is. Take the phone.
Hello? We're the three little pigs.
Yeah? So what?
We want to sing you a Christmas carol.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll be right over.
No, you stay where you are.
But I'd like to have you boys for dinner on Christmas. In fact, I've been counting on it.
I was afraid of that.
Well, where are you now?
Never mind. We just want to sing you this Christmas song. Listen.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. We just got you on the phone because we want to say, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll get you for this, why you're
just the same foolish little pig. They'll never learn. Holy mackerel, what's that? Oh, Donald, for heaven's sake, stop it. Terrible. And anyway, the three pigs have just finished singing that. I'm sorry, Donald, you're too late. No jingle bells. And now, here's a real surprise. Grand Opera. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with the greatest pleasure that I unveil the All-American Opera, written especially for this broadcast by Miss Minnie Mouse. The principals will be Princess Leonora, sung by the Barnyard Nightingale, Madame Clara Clough. The role of Don Pepico will be sung by Pluto the Pup. And Manrico, the Duke of Lysol, will be sung by Donald Duck. All right, overture. Our scene is a moonlit garden. It is spring. On a balcony overlooking the garden stands Leonora. She is in love, deeply in love. She sighs. She stretches out her arm. The moonlight has enchanted her. A song of love is on her lips. Leonora stops. She sees one of her lovers approaching. It is Manrico, the Duke of Lysol. Leonora greets Manrico. The other lover, Don Pedico. Shoving Manrico aside, Don Pedico pours out his heart. Hot words lead to blows. The lovers draw their swords. They come together. It is a battle to the death. And Rico and Don Pebico both fall to the ground, mortally wounded. Leonora rushes to the ground beside them. She realizes that she has lost both her lovers. So she takes out a vial of poison and drinks it. Then she tries to revive the lovers so they can all die together. She bathes their wounds with Heinz honey and almond cream. They open their eyes. They see Fair Leonora sinking to the ground. She is breathing her last. Her heart is pounding. All three are dead, but they struggle to their feet and sing as they have never sung before. She was trying so hard to reach that high note, and she laid an egg.
Joins Walt Disney and his gang in wishing you all a merry, merry Christmas. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Mickey Mouse and the other famous Disney characters. Screenland Magazine is offering prizes in a contest of letters telling why you like Mickey Mouse. You'll find all of the details of the contest in the February issue of Screenland Magazine, which is now on the newsstands. Hall of Fame is presented by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, which throughout the bitterest weather keeps hard-working hands smooth and comfortable, lovely to look at and thrilling to touch. Next week, the Hall of Fame brings a return engagement of those two celebrated personalities of the screen, Charlie Ruggles and Mary Boland. The Hall of Fame has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. John McIntyre speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Ho, ho, ho! It's off to Grandma's house for Christmas dinner. Laughing and reminiscing with family, and more than likely, presents given and received. As Christmas is a joyous time of the year. When all the festivities are done and you're back to your regular daily routine, think of Culver's. You need a break or a treat. Butter burgers, concrete mixers, and almost as good as Grandma's cooking. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one and all from the entire staff at your Wisconsin Rapids Culver's Restaurant.
This time of year reminds us to pause and remember the importance of our relationships with family and friends. We are grateful to know so many of you as our friends and neighbors here in Wisconsin Rapids, and thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of your life. May you enjoy your time together during this joyous season. Happy holidays from
Sharon Zeman,
Bob Eben, Pat Murphy, and Clayton Kanoki. Edward Jones Financial Advisors, member SIPC.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by Martha Tilton and the King's Men, and music by Billy Mills. The show opens with the National Emblem March. Cross speak last night. He was asking for money. He said in part, ladies and gentlemen, I heard an officer of the Red Cross speak last night. He was asking for money. He said in part that it was customary these days to press demands upon them will be great. But we are a great nation. So let's give till it hurts. Urgently and immediately. Now for 130 million people, that's the price of a few cigars or a lipstick. The Red Cross is always ready to help in times of war and disaster. And from now on, the demands upon them will be great. But we are a great nation. So let's give till it hurts. Frostbitten but triumphant, we find that lumberjack. The master of 79 Wistful Vista is not one to squander a buck and a quarter for a Christmas tree when he can drive out to the woods and chop down his own. No, sir. And here, driving up to the house, frostbitten but triumphant, we find that lumberjack who saves Jack on his lumber.
Get them brakes fixed. Boy, am I cold. Well, come on, Christmas tree. Come to Papa. You got a new home.
McGee, you're getting snow all over the hall. Why didn't you stamp your feet?
Why should I stamp my feet? I ain't mad at anybody. Besides, they're so cold, I'm just walking from memory.
Here, you poor lad, let me take your coat.
Shorty. And I says, yeah, I says, tossing my hatchet up in the air and catching it by the handle. Why, and get it, I says. You don't need this tree for last Christmas, I says. And he says,
oh, did you actually fight for it, dearie?
Oh, it didn't come down to an actual brawl, no. One guy ups to me and says, that's my tree, Shorty. And I says, yeah, I says, tossing my hatchet up in the air and catching it by the handle. Get it, I says. You don't need this tree for last Christmas, I says. And he says, what do you mean, last Christmas? Well, I says, sinister-like, advancing toward him with a nasty look, you lay a blade on that. So I just sneered and walked away. Double time.
Ah, good for you, McGee. Did he go away then?
No. Started swinging his axe at me. And just then I noticed that this tree, which was a little farther along and was even bigger and better.
Oh, yeah.
So I just sneered and walked away. Double time.
Well,
next spring when the snow melts, I'll get... Oh, my gosh. What's that?
Oh, it's that window.
Shucks now, Molly, just because...
What took you so long to get it home? You know, you've been gone 6 hours.
Well, I had a blowout on the way back and had to stop and buy a new secondhand tire. Cost me $7.
Where's the hatchet?
I lost it in the snow, but I know just where it is, and next spring when the snow melts, I'll get... Oh, my gosh. What's that?
Oh, it's that window in the dining room. I opened it because it was so hot in here, and it won't stay open.
No. Well, I'll fix it when I get time. By the way, what time is it?
It's after 4. Why? Where's your wristwatch?
Well, I took it off to chop this tree down and forgot all about it. Then when I went back to look for it, moth-eaten shrubs they're selling downtown. When I want a tree, I want a tree, not a bouquet.
A $2 hatchet and a $7 tie. $39 for a 98-cent Christmas tree. Oh, happy Yuletide.
Well, I didn't want one of those measly little moth-eaten shrubs they're selling downtown. When I want a tree, I want a tree, not a bouquet. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mayor Latrivia.
Good day, Mrs. McGee. I say, McGee.
Yes?
About that job you wanted in the City Hall. I'm still working on it, but I'll have to have a little information.
Well, tell the nice mayor what he wants to know, dearie.
Okay. Dig me, little detective force of Wistful Vista. I order you to make way there. Stand back, everybody. The police...
this wouldn't be a police job, McGee.
Oh.
But one of the elevator operators has just been drafted. Crowds of people all asking you questions. Can you ignore the whispers behind your back? Can you give orders in a loud tone of authority?
Boy, can I. Listen to this, Triv. All right, folks. As captain of the detective force of Wistful Vista, I order you to make way there. Stand back, everybody. The police...
this wouldn't be a police job, McGee.
Oh.
But one of the elevator operators has just been drafted, and I've suggested you. I'll let you know later. Good day.
Why, that small-minded, boat-grabbing baby...
Is at present sleeping its edge off under a snowdrift 18 miles north of town.
Yeah, well, we got a saw, haven't we?
Not a very good one. It's all bent.
Who bent it?
You did.
Huh?
After you saw that vaudeville act at the Bijou last...
Get me a hatchet, will you?
The hatchet, dear boy, according to your official communique...
Yeah?
Is at present sleeping its edge off under a snowdrift 18 miles north of town.
Yeah, well, we got a saw, haven't we?
Not a very good one. It's all bent.
Who bent it?
You did.
Huh?
After you saw that vaudeville act at the Bijou last October, you tried to play pony boy on it, remember?
Well, I guess it'll still work. Say, it's awful hot in here.
Yes, it is. I'll open that dining room window again.
Okay.
The thermostat on the furnace is out of order, and I've got the other tree.
Boy, am I tired. Ah, but what a tree. Why, this'll give us enough kindling wood for all summer. Thing, Mert. Huh? Who? Your niece. Somebody grabbed her and kissed her during the...
Our little ornaments are going to look awful silly on it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I better order a bigger assortment of ornaments. Now, hand me the phone, will you?
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista Novelty and Day. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Huh? Who? Your niece. Somebody grabbed her and kissed her during the blackout.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. Does she know who it was?
She'll recognize him when she sees him. He'll have lipstick all over his face, neck, and shirt front.
From just one kiss?
What do you mean, one kiss? That blackout lasted 3 hours.
Tarzan.
Who?
I said Tarzan.
Who?
Oh, stop it, McGee. That's
I didn't say
funny.
Anything. You says Tarzan.
Who?
Tarzan.
Who are you shouting at?
Who?
Hey, what the...
McGee, it's an owl. He's in that tree.
Huh?
Look, up on the fourth branch and trim out 100 or so branches. Tarzan or somebody might be hiding in there.
Who?
Tarzan.
Who?
I said Tarzan.
Who?
Oh, stop it, McGee. That's
I didn't say
funny.
Anything. You says Tarzan.
Who?
Tarzan.
Who are you shouting at?
Who?
Hey, what the...
McGee, it's an owl. He's in that tree.
Huh?
Look, up on the fourth branch.
Oh, my gosh. Shake the tree, Molly. Open the door and we'll shoo him out.
Ooh.
You! Go on, get out of that, you big buzzard. Go on, scram.
Take it harder, McGee. There he goes.
Take him, Molly. Take him this way. Look out, look out, look out.
Scat, go away, Birdie. He won't even look at me, McGee.
Well, owls don't see good in the daytime.
Ooh. Well, what do you expect me to do, buy him some glasses?
Hey, who? There he goes. Go on. Beat it! Scram!
Well, thank goodness. Those things give me the creep.
Me too. Though I will say it was decent of him to back up my judgment.
What are you talking about?
Well, owls are wise birds, and we both picked out the same tree. Don't you get it, Molly? I
don't know if you could come out and play. Some of us kids are building a snow fort in that vacant lot up on the corner. Having a peck of fun.
No. No, thank you. We've got work to do, Mr. Oldtimer. I'm afraid you left a romp in the snow without...
No.
We buy our firewood on the hook, Mr. Oldtimer.
What's on your mind besides that Daniel Boone cap, Oldtimer?
Just wanted to know if you could come out and play. Some of us kids are building a snow fort in that vacant lot up on the corner. Having a peck of fun.
No. No, thank you. We've got work to do, Mr. Oldtimer. I'm afraid you left a romp in the snow without us.
Oh, gee, kids, come on. We wanted to choose up sides and play Yanks and Japs. Only nobody wants to be a Jap. Hey, who was that?
Oh, it's just the dining room window, Mr. Oldtimer. It won't stay open.
Hey? Who? Well, the way I hear it, one feller says, tell a feller, say, he says, that's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
No.
The way I heard it. Hey, what was that?
Oh, it's just the dining room window, Mr. Oldtimer. It won't stay open.
Hey? Who? Well, the way I heard it, one feller says, tell a feller, say...
Thank your lucky stars and stripes.
If you...
Peach is from a beer garden. Well, says tell a feller, that's so when he starts foaming at the mouth, nobody will notice it.
Martha Tilton sings Thank Your Lucky Stars and Stripes.
If you live right, you like the good old Yankee way, so say so. If you can sing and believe in anything, you can thank your tea, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. Keen heat and ham and eggs and hay rides and cider kegs, if you like the good old Yankee way, so say so. If you can sing and believe in anything, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If there's fun on Dollar Day, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If you can joke and enjoy an artichoke bell, well, if life is gay, if there's fun on Dollar Day, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes. If you can joke and enjoy an artichoke, you can thank your lucky stars and stripes.
Cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled
stars and stripes.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make an ice.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, now, try and be a little quieter. Uncle Dennis is upstairs taking a...
Mistakes, do you have to sing with your sawing?
No, I don't have to, but it helps. Hey, how's it look now, Molly? Beginning to shape up pretty good, eh?
Yes, if you like that shape. It's pretty lopsided.
It is? Where? Oh, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, I can trim that side off a little more. It's a good thing I got a big tree to start with, you know it.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, now, try and be a little quieter. Uncle Dennis is upstairs taking a nap.
That guy's always taking a nap. Anybody I ever knew. Oh, well.
Oh, I cut down the old pine tree, and I hauled it away in my car.
McGee, there's somebody at the door.
Who?
I don't know. Let me peek. Now, let's not start on poor Uncle Dennis again. He's a gentleman and a scholar.
He ought to be a scholar. He's had more teachers than anybody I ever knew. Oh, well.
Oh, I cut down the old pine tree, and I hauled it away in my car.
McGee, there's somebody at the door.
Who?
I don't know. Let me peek. Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, not the Mrs. Uppington, the choicest crumb in our upper crust.
Yeah. And wearing a hat that was made in a hurry by a cross-eyed milliner wearing boxing gloves. Come in, Abigail, darling.
I'd say that if I carried my handkerchief in my sleeve.
Say, I didn't know you were such a lover of the great open spaces, Abigail.
Oh, my dear. I used to simply send... Oh, I simply adore the scent of freshly cut lumber, really. It's so invigorating and so... So outdoors, eh, you might say.
Yeah, I'm... I might say that if I carried my handkerchief in my sleeve.
Say, I didn't know you were such a lover of the great open spaces, Abigail.
Oh, my dear. I used to simply spend all my time at my hunting lodge in Maine. Roughing it, you know.
Ever hunt any moose?
McGee. Watch your commas, dearie.
Well, did you, Uppy?
Feeling that something was creeping up on you, ready to pounce any minute, and suddenly...
Wow! Help! He got me! Shoot him!
Take it easy, McGee. Huh? Take it easy.
Sir, Uppy.
Don't pay any attention to him, Abigail. You know, he thinks he's a great woodsman because he shot a bear in Alaska last summer.
Well, that was something. If you ever walked through a dark forest with the feeling that something was creeping up on you, ready to pounce any minute, and suddenly...
Wow! Help! He got me! Shoot him!
Take it easy, McGee. Huh? Take it easy. Huh? It's just the window in the dining room. It won't stay open, Abigail. But say, where did you get that hat? I haven't been...
Since I'm a plain-spoken man, I think it's the worst monstrosity ever placed on a human head.
Oh.
It would make a Zulu medicine man swallow his spear.
Look, that's exactly why I dropped over today, my dear, to see if you liked it. Do you, Mr. McGee?
Well, confidentially, Effie, since I'm a plain-spoken man, I think it's the worst monstrosity ever placed on a human head.
Oh.
It would make a Zulu medicine man swallow his spear.
Splendid. I'm a success.
What?
I just said to myself, if Mr. McGee likes it, I will simply have to give it to my cook.
Okay. I got needles galore sprinkled over the floor in the shade of the old pine tree. Hey, Molly. How's she look now?
Well, it looks better, McGee. At least we can get in the same room with it. Not in half, dearie. When it comes to fashions, you'd better just do one thing.
What's that?
Saw wood.
Huh? Oh. Okay. I got needles galore sprinkled over the floor in the shade of the old pine tree. Hey, Molly. How's she look now?
Well, it looks better, McGee. At least we can get in the same room with it. Now, if you'll trim some more off the far side there.
Okay, hi, Harlow.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Won't you come in and get some sawdust all over your clothes?
Say, what goes on here anyway?
I went out and cut down my own Christmas tree, Harlow, and now I got to shorten the sleeves on it a little.
Well, you sure got the room in a mess, pal.
The card could be too flowery.
Why, certainly not. Let them drip, I always says. Well, read the blurb, Waxy.
All right. It reads, "The season's greetings to you, my Fran, from the Johnson's." I'm a little worried about the greeting cards I ordered this year. I'm afraid the sentiment is a little too flowery.
Well, read one to us, Mr. Wilcox. Though, personally, I don't think a greeting card could be too flowery.
Why, certainly not. Let them drip, I always says. Well, read the blurb, Waxy.
All right. It reads, "The season's greetings to you, my Fran, from the Johnson self-polishing glow coat man." I hope that in 1942 and 43 and 44 and 45 and 46, you'll remember all those little minutes or less, you're through. Just pour some out and spread it around and let it coat on your flow.
On your flow. Well, shut my mouth on it, Tom. You shut it, dearie.
Your husband's wife. If that ain't the corny.
Hey, what's that lovely gloss and the dandy sheen? Eliminates rubbing and buffing, too. And in 20 minutes or less, you're through. Just pour some out and spread it around and let it dry. And then you've found the color and pattern have come to life. And so have you, your husband's wife.
Oh, that's funny. Your husband's wife. If that ain't the corny.
Hey, what's that noise?
That was Longfellow turning over, Harlow. Naive character, isn't he, Molly?
How naive?
Oh, I was talking to him one day, and he looks all around to see if anybody was listening, and then whispers to me that Santa Claus didn't really live at the North Pole. Said he really...
Okay. I'll get something else.
Naive character, isn't he, Molly?
How naive?
Oh, I was talking to him one day, and he looks all around to see if anybody was listening, and then whispers to me that Santa Claus didn't really live at the North Pole. He said he really lived in Racine, Wisconsin.
Say, that tree's getting awfully small, yeah. McGee. Better not trim it much more.
I know, but I decided that it would look a lot better up on the piano.
Well, that'll be nice. Yeah. Then it'll be out of the way.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll go out and fix that dining room window.
Okay. Oh, I cut down the old pine tree, because the ones at the door were not free.
I'm spending the holidays in Chicago with Mama and Papa.
Oh. Is your wife going with you, Mr. Wimple?
Who, Sweetie Faye?
Uh-huh.
No, she has to stay here and knit. How are you today, Mr. McGee?
Fit as a fiddle and ready to play humoresque, Wimp. Old Shrimp, what's it with you?
I just dropped in to say goodbye for a couple of weeks, is all.
Oh.
I'm spending the holidays in Chicago with Mama and Papa.
Oh. Is your wife going with you, Mr. Wimple?
Who, Sweetie Faye?
Uh-huh.
No, she has to stay here and knit.
Knit? Can't she knit on the train?
Not so good, Mr. McGee. Oh. She broke three ribs wrestling with a policeman, and the doctor says, yes. Oh, I shouldn't say that, I suppose. Sweetie Face is really a wonderful woman at heart. The whole force is just crazy to study with her. At least, I think they are.
I'll bet you'll miss her, Wimple.
How much?
How much will you miss her?
No, how much will you bet? I shouldn't say that, I suppose. Sweetie Face is really a wonderful woman at heart, if any, and I doubt it.
Well, we'll call on her while you're gone, Wimple, and see if there's anything we can do.
Yes, we might take her some fruit or something.
Oh, I wouldn't advise it, Mrs. McGee.
The King's Men sing Coming Through the Rye.
Yeah.
And you, man.
Sing Coming Through the Rye.
If a body meet a body coming through, get all the lassies. Body kiss a body meet a body cry. If you meet a body coming through the rye,
a body kiss a body,
meet a body cry.
Every little laddie has a body,
no,
everyone must have a loving lassie, but they say that the lassies always pass me by.
Yet all the girls, they smile at me, coming through the rye.
If a body meet a body,
coming through the rye.
If a body kiss a body,
meet a body cry.
Every little laddie has a body, little lassie, but may they say, lads and lassies get together in the heather when we're coming. But we're coming through the rye.
Well, is it still awfully hot in here, McGee?
You're asking the wrong.
What are you sounding now?
McGee, haven't you got that tree fixed yet?
No, but it won't be long now, Molly. Anyway, I hope not. This saw's getting duller than a bus trip to Bloomington.
Well, is it still awfully hot in here, McGee?
You're asking the wrong man, Mrs. McGee. I'd be hot right now if I was up to my clavicle in ice cubes. This is a warm work.
Well, I hate to keep that dining room window open, but the thermostat on the furnace simply won't work. Say, have you been monkeying with that, McGee?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
With the thermostat?
Yes.
Caught in one of the little screws, and the first thing I knew, I had it all apart.
I know that, too, but did you monkey with it?
When?
Anytime.
Well, say, I did kind of tinker with it last night at that.
Uh-huh. Now it comes out. And just what did you do to it, Mastermind?
Well, I was walking past it with a screwdriver in my hand, and the screwdriver caught in one of the little screws, and the first thing I knew, I had it all apart. Wonderful little gadget, too.
McGee, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
That's a coincidence, Molly. I don't know what I'm going to do with this little dingus I took out of it either. I couldn't find any way to get it back in there.
Well, why didn't you tell me so I could call the furnace man?
Well, I was going to fix it myself when I got finished with this tree. I'll fix it. Stop a while and listen to my...
Well, you go ahead and I percolate it.
What you mean?
It throws coffee across the room like a fire extinguisher. And my electric toaster.
Oh, well.
I have to fix breakfast wearing a catcher's mitt.
Oh, well. No machine is perfect. As soon as I finish with this tree, I'll fix it. Stop a while and listen to my...
Well, you go ahead and I'll go open that dining room window.
Oh, take a look at this saw. Only 3 years old and its teeth are all shot. Let that be a lesson to you.
Okay, mister.
Now, I wish you wouldn't bother me anymore now. I got to finish this job and get the sawdust swept out.
Do you know it smells dandy in here?
Sure it does. Mm-hmm. No nicer smell in the world than a cedar. Look, do you always drink your milk like a good girl?
Sure I do, I betcha. Why?
Well, you better, that's all. Take a look at this saw. Only 3 years old and its teeth are all shot. Let that be a lesson to you.
Okay, mister.
Now, I wish you wouldn't bother me anymore now. I got to finish this job and get the sawdust swept out.
Do you know it smells dandy in here?
Sure it does. Mm-hmm. No nicer smell in the world than a cedar tree. It's one of nature's lures to get us out into the great outdoors.
Gee, is it honest, mister?
Sure it is. You got to realize, sis, that there's a reason for everything in nature.
Oh. What's nature's reason for spinach, huh?
Why, sis, do you mean to stand there with your little arms sticking out of your shoulders? Nature is called she because it's so inconsistent, unstable, unpredictable, beautiful, mean, gorgeous, appealing, nasty, and nobody yet. She.
Hmm?
Nature, sis, is always referred to as she.
Why?
Well, because... Oh, boy, here's my chance to make Reader's Digest. Nature is called she because it's so inconsistent, unstable, unpredictable, beautiful, mean, gorgeous, appealing, nasty, and nobody yet has ever understood her.
Do you think the Reader's Digest would like that?
Well, don't you?
Then...
I'll trim the ends a little bit. Let's get her up there.
Oh, heavenly days, there goes that window again.
You don't have to worry about it anymore, Molly. The last time I ever try to explain something to her, if I'm smart. Okay. Uh-oh. Aha. Now we're getting someplace. Now to cut her down on the sides. I'll trim the ends a little bit. Let's get her up there.
Oh, heavenly days, there goes that window again.
You don't have to worry about it anymore, Molly. Here's a nice stick I made for you to prop it up with.
Oh, fine, dearie. Just the thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, forget it. It's nothing that any red-blooded American boy could have done.
Say, it was very thoughtful of you now, McGee. Say,
huh?
What became of the Christmas tree?
Program and others, for the past 2 weeks, you've heard urgent requests to buy defense... I got her trimmed down a little too fine. Well, that's that, I guess. Now to go to work on that thermostat.
No, no, don't do it!
Folks, day after day and night after night on this program and others, for the past 2 weeks, you've heard urgent requests to buy defense bonds and defense stamps. If they come to your door selling bonds and stamps, get down to your bank or post office and lay it on the line. This isn't the other fellow's fight. It's yours and mine. So here it is again. Buy defense bonds and defense stamps.
Yes, and if you live...
It's going to cost a lot of money to win it, but it would cost a lot more than mere...
Hello, this is Pamela Hilke, the traffic director here at WFHR, and I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Rosemary Pitsley in Adams Friendship today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Merry Christmas.
To all of our friends and family throughout central Wisconsin, Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Whether it's leaving milk out for Santa or a delicious cheese plate for your holiday party, dairy is a part of the season. Get into the holiday spirit at Feltz's Dairy Store. Wishing you a wonderful 2023 from your friends at Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store at 5796 Porter Drive in Stevens Point, where you can find food, family, and fun.